Patreon.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits, her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, 25th day of February, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I've received information, is not confirmed, but this information is from a private source, that the Texas Department of Public Safety, now the Texas Department of Public Safety is the umbrella organization overall charge of the Texas Rangers and the Texas Highway Patrol. They've told their men to, as of Saturday, March 1st, to keep all their tactical equipment and survival gear in their vehicle with them beginning Saturday, March 1st, and be prepared to possibly be on their own, working independently for 1 to 4 weeks, anytime after Saturday, March 1st. Now, that's the extent of my information. Now, going from there, moving forward, the only thing I can imagine that would cause them to have to work independently with no contact with higher headquarters would be an electromagnetic pulse event. I cannot imagine what other reason there could be for these men, these Texas Rangers and Texas Highway Patrol, to have to work independently. So there's that information. Just throw it in the mix and incorporate it with everything else that we're keeping up with. Our friend Dave Hodges with Republic Broadcasting continues to hit home runs with his articles. His website is The Common Sense Show. check out his articles, if you would, please. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, if you or somebody you know is a marketing person, would like to make some extra money, go to my Facebook page, the John Moore Radio Show, the John Moore Radio Show. There's details there about how to earn some extra money marketing my services as a public speaker. So check it out. This morning we do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Dr. Brent Caudill, MD. Dr. Caudill is a medical doctor practicing in St. James, Missouri and Union, Missouri. His office telephone number is area code 573-265-0911. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning, John.
Doctor, last night we were talking privately. I wanted to start out our conversation this morning with the following topic. That would be how many Americans, the percentage of Americans, approximately, we don't need exact percentages, obviously, take prescription pharmaceutical products, and a breakdown into groupings, and I gave you my non-medical opinion as to what those groupings might consist of, and you've had overnight to think about it. What would happen to these people if they were cut off from access to these pharmaceutical products? You know, in my non-medical opinion, I broke it down into three groups. You may add a fourth or fifth. One group would die from lack of these prescription medications. A second group would be in extreme comfort, discomfort, or pain. And a third group would be possibly mildly affected or not affected noticeably at all. So you've had time to think about this, and I would like you to just jump in here with your comments on that, please.
Well, one thing about the group that might die, that might be a surprising, because sometimes these drugs aren't as life-saving as we think they are, but we're told that they are, and I'm not sure about that group. That's kind of an interesting question.
About 8% of American adults are diabetic, and I don't know how many of those require insulin to stay alive. But if they do require insulin to stay alive, what's their outlook for survival?
I think a diabetic would be a good case where people would die. And before they had insulin, people couldn't live very long with a juvenile type diabetes. So that would be a group. One way that group lived longer was by eating just a very high fat diet with no carbohydrates, and that would help them, but it still wasn't a good life.
That would be juvenile diabetes. What about type 2 diabetes?
Well, type 2 diabetics always have high, doctors treat diabetics, always have high blood sugars anyway. And they would not die rapidly at all, I don't think. They would have higher sugars, and over a period of a couple of years, or maybe several months to a couple of years, they would start to have increased mortality, possibly, except they might, without looking for other ways to get their sugars down, which they could do, diet's the most important part of that, they might actually do better.
Well, that would be a refreshing change. Out of the 8% of Americans who have diabetes, any estimate of how many of them, of that percentage, would be insulin dependent?
About 10%.
About
10% are juvenile diabetics. Probably more than that are taking insulin. That doesn't mean that they're insulin dependent, though. They're taking insulin, but only about 10% of diabetics don't make insulin.
Really? Okay. Well, yeah. we might not have the large loss of life that I was really concerned about in that regard. Now, there's multiple prescription products people take. I know anybody who's had, and I might be wrong on this, had an organ transplant. Many, if not all, have to take an organ rejection, anti-rejection medication. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yeah, they never get off the organ rejection medication unless maybe after 20 years or something. I'm not sure about that, but taking that.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, here's our break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 25th of February. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill, M.D. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, his office telephone number is area code 573-265-0911. Doctor, we got some callers on hold here. First, we have Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Caudill. If I may, for just a few seconds, do a brief geopolitical thing and let you guys do with it what you will. As I'm sure you're aware, John, there have been some very excited reports about Russian troop movements in the past day or so since the Olympics have ended and all. Now, I have personally seen videos of Vladimir Putin himself saying that he had no intentions of invading the Ukraine. But when you look at the fact that the Syrian troubles, the Russians have leased naval ports in Syria, they have leased naval ports in the Crimean area of the Ukraine, they're not going to sit idly by where, while they're, you know, naval access to open oceans is threatened. The Crimean people in the Ukraine, people in that section, are not for the EU side of things. And if he were to roll into there, they would consider him to be, you know, upholding their liberties of, you know, semi-autonomous region or something like that. You know, they don't want the EU people in there. And the Crimean area is where all the industrial productivity and wealth of the Ukraine is. So if he wanted, he could roll into there and be welcomed. And he could actually see the fracturing of Ukraine with the EU getting the deindustrialized poor husk of the rest of the Ukraine. So this is all very interesting.
It is. It is.
It is. And the one thing I think about is the Spetsnaz troops here in the U.S., assuming for the sake of argument that they are here, boy, they're like in a trap because, when you know, if they have all these people on foreign land who aren't there at a time when they really need their military personnel, that could be very frustrating. So it's all very odd. Joel Skousen has a very different take on all this stuff than Dave Hodges, so it might be interesting to study the different takes on the matter.
Absolutely.
And see. Yeah. So, all right. But that's,
well, thank you, Glenn. We appreciate the call. Next, we go to Brian in Maine. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Concerning people who have had their thyroid removed, how would they survive in the event that there are no pharmaceuticals available through the supply chain?
Well,
people with their thyroid removed, they mostly would survive, but at a very subsistence level.
What quality of life would they have, doctor, in terms of being able to function on a daily basis?
Oh, I mean, you know, they would be at a 10 to 20% level of functioning. That would not be a good situation at all.
So a person would have could expect 1 to 2 hours per day of productivity and being at rest the rest of the time.
Yeah, that's not unreasonable at all to put it that way. And many more people have had their thyroid destroyed by radioactive treatment, you know. And they're kind of in the same situation, they do still have thyroid activity, you know, but it's very decreased.
What alternate ways of getting thyroid hormone would you recommend for those individuals to stock up with ahead of time or to be ready to procure from animals or any other sources?
For 100 years, the pig gland, desiccated thyroid gland, has been a mainstay of thyroid treatment. And so you can use that pig gland or any other animal gland for thyroid treatment.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Brian. We appreciate it. Doctor, when it comes to stocking pharmaceutical products, if I'm correct, let me know. If I'm wrong, let me know also. My belief is that anything that's not a controlled substance, as in mostly painkillers and mood-altering drugs, except for those, it is possible to get a stock of those without much trouble from your medical doctor?
I've never really encountered that situation too much, and it seems like we're always coming up with regulations. So I used to say to the pharmacist, you can refill this for a year, you know.
Right.
And now it seems like you hear from patients that the pharmacist says, oh, you can only do this for 6 months. And I see what you're saying, that you should be able to do that. And you probably still can, but things are the regulation of medical things, I mean, it just increases all the time.
Okay, all right.
And the pharmacists, where they used to work closely with doctors, now they work closely with insurance companies, and they kind of do more of a surveillance on doctors, you know, and look for doctors that do something different.
Well, I know I've had, people I've worked with on a consultant basis, they could stock up on their pharmaceutical products with no legal prohibitions, but because the insurance won't pay for it, they won't do it.
Right. That's the mentality that people have about medical care is people will go to the veterinarian or to the dentist and pay money for services, but for medical doctors, they don't want to do that, you know.
We've got another call here. We've got Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Cottle. Listen, my wife, way last year, early part, her thyroid went crazy, and hers went hyperactive.
Uh-huh.
And she started losing weight like crazy, so at any rate, she went to the doctor, and the doctor said that they wanted to do was kill the thyroid with radiation.
Right.
And I told my wife when she came home, I said, honey, I said, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. I study all this health stuff all the time. I got books
right.
and everything that I've read. And then I told her, I said, listen, I said, what she's doing is she's giving you a permanent solution to what I consider to be a temporary problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I said, listen, I said, if you would for once listen to me, change your diet, quit smoking, get some exercise, and use my energy cleaner, I think we could fix your situation.
Yeah.
Well, my wife does not like the exercise, and she's an old-fashioned cook. And so at any rate, but she listened to me, because I said, you don't want to kill that thyroid, because I've scared her half to death with all the news going on, you
right.
know. And I said, I think you need to keep it. Well, she listened to me there and wouldn't let the doctor do it, but the doctor put her on medication.
Right.
But anyhow, after many months, she ran out of medication one time and couldn't get it refilled right away. She goes back to the doctor, and the doctor says, your thyroid's functioning perfectly. There's nothing wrong with you anymore. And I noticed she had gained her weight back and everything. And my wife comes back and tells me, well, she says my thyroid's healed. And I said, and she said, you don't think it has anything to do with that energy cleaner, do you? And I said, well, honey, my energy cleaner pad, I said, does go over on part of your side of the bed. And I would notice at night she would always keep snuggling up to my side of the bed. And I said, the only thing that's changed in your life is you've used the energy cleaner and didn't know you were using it.
Yeah.
Because, see, I put a new pad on. Part of my new pad went over on her side of the bed.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that changed in her life was the energy cleaner, and
yeah.
she still, her thyroid is fine.
Fine.
Well, praise the Lord, Mike. We're really happy to hear that. Thank you, sir. We got a break coming up, I believe. I hear music. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned. It's all been a pack of lies.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of February. Freeze-dried guy still has long-range patrol cold weather rations on sale. It's still winter time. Western eggs with ham on sale. Usual price, $159. On sale for $112.95 per case. Scrambled eggs with bacon. Same thing. $112.95 per case. Lots there to choose from. Beef stew, chicken and rice, granola and blueberries, and so forth. You can get all the details and nutritional facts at his website. FreezeDryGuy.com. There's a link to my website with a LibertyMan.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudle, MD. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudle, his office telephone number is area code 573-265-0911. Dr. Rubb, we may be generating some interest in people looking at ways to survive and possibly thrive without access to their usual pharmaceutical prescriptions. Is this something that in a private consultation people might be able to learn from you and get some help with?
Well, my basic approach and the way I got interested in the type of medicine I'm doing right now is what I call non-drug medicine, because we've really been mostly sold a bill of goods that that we need drugs and pharmaceuticals when we have health problems. And there, so that may be true sometimes, and I'm sure it is true sometimes, you know, maybe in 1 to 5% of people's problems or something.
That's a pretty tiny percentage. Doctor, last night we were talking, and I kind of jokingly made the comment that almost every American over age 50 takes one or more pharmaceutical products. Is that somewhat accurate?
Well, over over the age of 60 on the CDC website, they say 37% of people over the age of 60 are on more than or five or more drugs. So you're, so what you just said is probably low.
That's amazing. We got a caller here, Jerry in Chicago. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John, and Dr. Connell. You know, I was, Dr. Connell just covered something I was going to mention, but there's the homeopathic directions you can go rather than these statin drugs that they keep pushing on these people. And I'm over 50, and I'm off all of that medication and everything. And
yeah,
heck, I'm doing fine. But I mean, there's a lot of people out there that, boy, I'll tell you, you need a lead pipe to hit them in the head just to get their attention that these statin drugs are worse for them than if they just changed their diet or changed one or two things in their lifestyle and maybe bought an energy cleaner because, geez, I've got to be honest with you. I'm going to be 54 and I feel great. And I sleep on an energy cleaner every night. So does my cat. But, hey, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jerry, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm convinced that the statin drugs do not prolong people's lives. I mean, they can devise studies that show that they do, but they're short-term studies. You know, people don't just live for 3 or 5 years. And there are, the statin drugs are shown to decrease your metabolism and to poison your mitochondria, to cause dementia, to cause liver disease, and to cause hormone deficiency, and to cause diabetes, too. And I see people coming in the ER all the time on statin drugs, and they're having heart attacks left and right, you know. So the studies show that they work. I don't believe that they work. I never prescribe a statin drug.
Give us a quick definition, if you would, please, of what a statin drug is.
Well, it just poisons an enzyme in the liver that produces cholesterol. But okay. Cholesterol is, I mean, your brain is dependent upon adequate cholesterol to have a normal function and nerve structure. All of your sex hormones are cholesterol that's they're built upon cholesterol and other hormones too. So,
well, Doctor, you and I are about the same age, and we've seen these things come and go over the decades. For example, salt. Human beings cannot live without salt. On one hand, on the other, salt, beginning maybe 30 or so years ago, was demonized as some kind of toxic substance that you should not consume, and people can structure a diet to almost eliminate salt from their diet with consequences, can't they?
Well, and the studies show that people that do that die sooner and have an increased rate of congestive heart failure.
Same thing with fat. You cannot live without fat.
No.
And fat's been demonized, and people can quite successfully eliminate almost all fat from their lives, can't they?
Yes, and I even tried that diet 20 or 30 years ago, and so that will work for a year or two, because it helps you clean your system out, but it isn't an overall healthy diet to eliminate fat.
What are the consequences if somebody's really, really diligent and they eliminate almost all the fat from their diet? What are the long-term consequences?
Well, the fat, you know, your cell membranes are made up of fat, and so that's one important area. I mean, your body does manufacture fats, but there are essential fatty acids that you have to get from your diet also. And the main thing with eliminating fats is you got to eat something, you know.
Right.
And so that's really the real problem is what are you going to eat if you're not eating some fat, you know? Well, you're going to eat more starches and carbohydrates and that sort of thing. And then that causes diabetes.
A friend of mine, lady friend of mine, wife's, recently announced that she was considering becoming a vegetarian, and my wife was advising her to really, please don't do that.
Yeah. Right. It's hard to, I mean, people are attracted to this idea of vegetarianism. It's kind of for sentimental reasons, but when you look at it, it's a difficult thing to do, and you don't see people thriving on this. I mean, I know people are attracted to it a lot, but there's a lot of problems with it.
It's hard to be a physically vigorous person and be a vegetarian, isn't it?
But yeah, it's hard to get the protein and the beans and the grains. So they say you can do it if you're very careful, you know, about combining foods and everything. But I see people that are fanatic about vegetarianism, and they don't do very well.
Well, that's been my observation as well. A very good friend of mine, a brilliant gentleman, he passed out from lack of energy on a college campus when he was in his early 20s, and he was doing everything right when it came to being a vegetarian, but it didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
Well, Doctor, we've pretty much, you know, we've covered that area somewhat extensively about the pharmaceutical products and statin drugs. I know you've, one of the things you like to tell your patients is to eat food that can go bad before it goes bad.
Right, yeah. So eat food that can rot before it rots.
Absolutely.
That's a really good description of a diet and everything.
It is, and that eliminates most fast foods, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And another interesting thing I saw while looking at this topic was just asthma in kids, you know. And this is just, it's almost like you expect kids to have asthma now. It's so common. And that has just increased and increased, you know. And this is because of our kids eating junk food, you know, and too much sugar and having mineral deficiency. And
when you and I were boys, the trip to McDonald's may have been a once a week thing if it happened once a week.
Yeah.
maybe yeah. Once a week.
Yeah.
Where now it's a daily event, sometimes twice a day event for many youngsters and adults both, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we just sort of accept, you know, the authorities and the drug companies and stuff. They just advertise more and more, you know, these drugs. It's terrible.
They are. We have a break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 25th of February. Well, you heard Mike from North Carolina and Jerry from Chicago talking about their work with the energy cleaner. I use mine every night, wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy. I have energy cleaners in stock, ready for shipment, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Great way to have improved health. Not the complete answer, not the total answer, but part of a healthy lifestyle. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. You can read up on the energy cleaner and research, the research and development of that device at my website, thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Dr. Brent Caudill, M.D. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Caudill, his telephone number is at his office, area code 573-265-0911. Well, doctor, you've been a medical doctor. You're well into, I think, your fourth decade, I believe, aren't you?
Right. Yeah.
And over the years, you've come to learn that prescription pharmaceutical products, in your opinion, are not the best way to go for much of the time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's really just more of a economic, political, financial sort of thing and propaganda, and that makes people, I mean, we just grow up with drugs, you know, and so we never think to question that.
And it's just become a very basic part of our culture and our society to believe that there's a pill of some sort to cure most anything, isn't it?
Now, you know, drugs do have some fabulous successes, and antibiotics have always been the number one success and everything. But even that has worn out its welcome, you know, because because they're having trouble, you know, with all these resistant infections now, and antibiotics are just causing horrendous problems and everything. Back when they discovered antibiotics back in the 40s and 50s, they were doing impressive studies on ultraviolet blood irradiation that showed that they could cure infections. And it was very effective, made even more effective sometimes than antibiotics. But those types of things, you know, they just kind of disappear because they're not the big money makers. And one of the biggest problems we have is this patent thing. And so, you know, drug companies getting patents, and so they can make billions of dollars off of drugs. They just have to convince us that it's the only way to go.
And when a patent expires, then the generic versions become available, and then the pharmaceutical company has to change the formula slightly to get a new patent, don't they?
Yes, and then they tell you the old one's dangerous now.
We've seen that so many dozens of times, haven't we?
Yeah, and they fall for it every time, you know.
It's amazing and shocking, but that is the way it is.
And you know, I sort of hate to concentrate on this too much, because there's no end to the bad that you can find and examine, you know. And so, you know, when you criticize something, you have to say, okay, well, what can you do to replace this, or what can you do that's better? Put your money where your mouth is, or something. But that's what's so neat about this is that people can improve their health so much and effectively and better than with drugs. And there's many, many ways to do this.
Absolutely. We got a caller here. We got Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. We had a question about canned foods, and particularly organic. We have a little supply, a little preparation here with the canned beans, and they are organic. What's doctor's opinion on that type of storage, or that type of, using the cans?
Well, it's a technology, and it's useful and everything. The downside of it is that we're so far removed already from the earth and the natural energy that comes from foods when they're fresh and preserved in. With fermentation and dehydration and that sort of thing. And so there's a good side and a bad side to it. If our diets were simple and all our food was organic, and I believe everybody knows this, when you pick a fruit off of a tree and eat it, that it's a better food than one that you buy in the grocery store, so just in general, I would say that you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Can you repeat that number one more time? The doctor's number for the
office telephone number is area code 573-265-0911.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate the call. We really don't have time for any more calls. Well, Doctor, when we talked about the flu season last, it appeared that at least in South Central Missouri, where you're practicing, we're still experiencing a fairly mild flu season. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yes, it hasn't been too terrible in the ER, with, and we haven't really been flooded, you know.
Well, that's good. We'll take that as a positive thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, coming up on springtime here in a few weeks, 1st of March is Saturday, and what kind of things can we be expecting for health related in springtime for as a seasonal event?
Allergies might be the next big thing, and I'm talking about drugs that people take. I mean, these aren't prescription drugs, but they used to be, and everybody takes allergy medicine, you know. And it might be 50% of middle-aged people might take allergy medicine, I bet. And what I've found since I've been doing natural hormone therapy is that a side effect of natural hormone therapy is that people's allergies always disappear. And I didn't really know this, and it's just been an observation that I've had. I see many people and treat them for hormone deficiencies of different types, and I was one of these people, you know, and the allergies just disappear. It's not even a difficult problem to get rid of, and that's really kind of an amazing thing. Everybody thinks that allergies are caused by exposure, you know, to pollen different sorts of things. Well, those are just the triggers, and but the loaded gun is us with our hormone deficiencies and our high sugar intake, and which is another big cause of allergies is just sugars are a big cause of that.
Right. I made some dietary changes 30 years ago, and my allergies went away and never came back.
Yeah, right. That shows you too what's going on with the kids with asthma. You know, it's mostly just a sugar problem with them, and that's what causes their mineral deficiency. You know, they're eating sugar and no minerals, and plus they're using up their minerals to metabolize this sugar.
Well, that's true, and your body will do whatever it takes, and it'll take things away from your body. And
right.
we're out of time here, Doctor. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's it for today. You all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a great, fun, productive day, and God bless America.